Give it away now. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. There it is. The Song Whisperer song. It is Molloy with Paul Kelly to play live in just a few minutes. But our very special guest is Glenn Robbins.
Live
right now.
In studio.
I've been listening on the way in.
Oh, yes?
Biographies.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, tell you what, we'll get to biography in just 1 second. Before we get there, I know it's on your mind, but I've just got a little bit of housekeeping to do with you.
Okay.
You, of course, are one half of Somehow Related, which
Dave O'Neill,
with Dave O'Neill, a great podcast. And Whitney, one of our producers here, spends more time listening to that
than
she does,
biggest fan.
Does listening to this show.
Slightly obsessed
is a good way to put it. And you alerted me to... I'm not happy about this. This is a slight.
You better set it up. I think I know what you're talking about.
So Whitney, what did you hear on
the podcast? Listening to one of the newest podcasts on the way in. And the subjects were poetry and the Sistine Chapel. Mm-hmm.
And how are they related?
Right? It turns out there's a poem and they wanted somebody to read it out. They didn't think they could do it.
All right.
So it turns out they started going through their phones and it started to be a competition who's got the biggest person in their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they listed all these people. There was Carl Barron. There was Adam Rosenbach. There was, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Sean McAuliffe. And then
They get to the M's. Yes.
Dave goes, oh, I've got Richard Molloy, which is Mick Molloy's brother. And then Glenn goes, oh, yeah, Mick will be good. But let's just call Sean.
So you got to the M's and you went through Molloy and you got and you went with McAuliffe. And McAuliffe read out the poem.
Yeah. I think McAuliffe, in a game of cards, McAuliffe trumps a Molloy in the end.
For poetry reading? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Limericks? No. Poetry reading, yes.
All right, what about this? Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
The night was dark and stormy. Mm. The twilight light was dim.
That's actually very good.
All right, give me that. Why would you go overlook me for... Michelangelo's poem. I don't have time for this now.
Yeah, it's quite.
And when I do my poetry readings, I usually have a smoking jacket and a cravat on.
Do you?
Yes, and I smoke a cigar with a monocle. Because that's how I do my poetry readings.
And next time you do that and I'm there, wear underpants. Because it wasn't. It wasn't good.
I still go back to our Catherine Kim scene where we had to wear the kimonos.
Yeah.
Half an hour we spent trying to lace those up. Biography. So you'd be a big biography reader because
I can trumpet everyone.
Yeah, sure.
Went to the tennis. Invited. Sorry. Yes.
Yep,
had dinner before the show.
Yeah.
Before the big game. They go, come on in. You're sitting on that table over there with that gentleman there. It's George Lazenby.
Oh, James Bond.
007.
As I walk towards him, I think to myself, what are we going to talk about? How long before we can actually say, so how did you become James Bond?
Yeah, what's the appropriate amount of time?
I reckon it was 2 minutes. He then told me the entire story of how he became James.
God.
He tells his entire life at the table.
Jeez.
Absolutely fantastic.
And was he a good bloke?
Great bloke. And that story went in to be made into a great film called Becoming Bond, starring Josh Lawson. And if you can get it, it is so good. You see George Lazenby actually tell the story, and then they cut to the scenes played by Josh Lawson. Fantastic.
But we weren't doing who have you had dinner with. We said, whose biography have you read? There's a slight difference.
You know what? There were some good ones, but I just thought I'd bring a bit of sizzle.
You're off topic.
The show needs it. Needs a bit of sizzle.
Bit of showbiz.
What about the time I was reading Billy Connolly's biography on Hamilton Island? It's true. I was reading his biography, and he was two towels up on the beach.
Wow. That's huge.
Okay. He would have been completely freaked out by that. He'd be gone.
We became good friends.
That's like stalking.
Yeah,
he's gone halfway around the world.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'll just lie down here on the beach. And then there's a strange guy in his Speedos with a copy of his...
Sorry. And your biography, I would call it, I've Got a Bad Feeling About This. Now, some listeners may not know why. Well, you know why. Because, Dave, does he do this to you?
All the time.
So you say, I'm catching a flight to Sydney in about half an hour. I've got a really bad feeling about that flight.
Yeah.
I'm driving home late tonight. I've got a really bad feeling about you driving home tonight.
Yeah. Trying to give you the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. And every time. It works every time. I go, whoa. Great title.
Great title. It is
great
strong.
Title.
Did I tell you, the only time that ever went wrong for me was hosting a sports show and we had Casey Stoner on, who's about the next day to ride at Phillip Island.
Yes. Yeah.
And anyway, and his mum came and dropped him off. We had no studio, so she was just sitting there between the cameraman and I'm introducing Casey Stoner. who's about to go and go bonkers around the thing. And I say as a joke, like I always do, and I go, I'll just be careful. Anyway, well, thanks, Aaron. Good luck tomorrow. And by the way, just be careful out there. I've got a really bad feeling about this. Now, the joke only works if someone's life is not in danger.
Yeah. Yep.
But when they are actually in danger, and I turned around and his mum's bottom lip was quivering and the waterworks were on.
Yeah.
Like I had just reminded her that
the most dangerous profession in the world.
Her boy could die.
As it was coming out your mouth, you went, oh, this is wrong.
I watched that race game, please.
Beep, beep. How do we get this into reverse?
Hey, we're going to come back and talk to you about something that you...
Yeah, I got quite emotional.
I heard you were quite upset during the week. Here
we go. Don't go anywhere. Paul Kelly in just a moment. Glenn Robbins in studio right now on Molloy.
And you were emotional during the week, Glenn. What happened to you? Can you tell me?
Well,
I heard around the grapevine that you were upset.
We're at IKEA. Happily shopping, you know, as you do, following the lines in the right direction, going through the right department, cutting off, going between, none of that. But, you know, and then I hear a voice, hi, Glenn. And then I turn around. It's that thing where you go, don't know who you are, can't place you. Thing where you're going through the files. And she said, I used to be the nurse at your old vet.
Okay.
And I used to nurse your cat, Torty.
Torty?
Torty, tortoiseshell, Burmese tortoiseshell.
Okay, gotcha.
And she said, I've been there for a while, how's Torty? And I said, we had to have it put down.
Oh, sorry.
So she didn't know that?
She didn't know that because she had left.
Wow. She's waded in, though. She would have known it was old and probably.
My bottom lip went because
tell me how long was it?
19 years. 19 years. She said, oh, nice. She said to me that this is true. She loved Torty so much that when she left, her aim was to go and find a cat just like Torty. And she found one and she still got him to this day. And that threw me.
Because
Torty, 19 years, we'd look out the window together and she'd kiss me on the face. You can hear me quivering a bit now. I had to have her sit down on the couch. Lucky there was a couch by.
Do you know what you should do? Go and steal her cat.
Well,
it's just like Torty.
Yeah.
Upset? You were genuinely upset.
Yeah, I went into the bathroom section and pretended to put a bit of water on the face. There was no bloody water. Yeah. Then I went and had some of those balls, those IKEA.
Oh, Swedish meatballs.
Oh, Swedish meatballs. Yeah. Everything was okay when I did that. Okay. So I'm interested. I brought some things.
What are you thinking?
That I thought, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of a tear.
So what did you do? Did you go and write lists? What did you do? Did you duke it out? Did you make? Do you become emotional?
Mm.
What do you do when you're emotional?
What do you do?
What makes you emotional?
What tears you up? Is it a scene from a film? Is it a bit of music?
What is it for you? What gets you?
I was judging a talent quest at a school, and a boy came out, and I won't say what was wrong with him, but he had some physical issues.
Right.
And he managed to get himself to the microphone,
and
I'm serious, and then he sang the Michael Jackson song.
This one.
I'll be there for you. I'll be there. I sang I'll be there. And I'm telling you, I was gone. He went on to win the event. And then we got him back up. I think his name was Shane. I said, and then you're the winner. And then we hit the music again. And the whole school was singing I'll be there with him standing up there punching the air. I'm getting goosebumps now.
It's about a rat, isn't it?
Is it?
A song about a rat.
Was it? I thought it was that's Ben. That was the
Bear, Ben,
wasn't it? Yeah.
Ben, the two.
So I've googled a couple of things.
Yeah, what do you got?
And so he's a little kiddie, and he wasn't traveling well.
No. He wasn't traveling well, and he said, "I will be there for you."
Yeah.
Not for me.
He broke open the Michael Jackson, and you've gone off.
I've gone.
Have you gone the blood?
Yeah, I had to pretend. Full
waterworks.
I've gone down. Get something out of my bag. Have a bit of a wipe of the eyes, and go. This is beautiful, man.
I have an emotional reaction to music.
Do you?
Sometimes this always gets me.
Sorry, you know, he tells a story. He shares. He shares wisdom. Yeah, he's a loving guy.
I'm making it up. I'm sorry for not taking it serious.
No. Okay, I picked a couple online.
There you go.
Okay, apparently, this gets people a bit teary.
Oh, bagpipe! Amazing Grace.
Bagpipe.
Is it an ad for?
But that's not teary. That's you get the tissues out and you stuff them in your ear.
And you that's go, not doing it for me.
Okay.
That's not doing it for you. A Mull of Kintyre, if you would be the closest.
Wings, yeah.
Or Meat Free Monday.
Dave, you
got one? There's one that always, for me, is a Nine Inch Nails did the original, but Johnny Cash, when he was on his last, he recorded a song called Hurt. And you could I'm telling you right now, Glenn, I can't get all through the song without grabbing the Kleenex.
Look at him.
Very emotional.
Go, man. Look at
him. You can be glassy eyed.
Oh, mate.
Have you watched the History of Country and Mr. Music on SBS?
I have not.
Oh, you should watch that.
Right.
Can I have another go?
Yeah.
When it really hits me.
Yeah.
When it moves me.
Yeah.
It's usually something like this.
See? So all I'll say is I bring opportunity. I bring you an opportunity for you to show some vulnerability to show that maybe you have a heart, but you don't surprise me that you don't. You're a black-hearted
show
man.
Show me another one.
Okay, here's a tissue. Take a tissue. So you take a tissue. Okay, I want you to close your eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
You're back. You're on the couch. Mm. Your feet are up.
Yeah. Right.
You're with your favorite boy or girl. Yeah, you got your arms around each other, and you hear this line.
Don't forget. I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
That's a yellow card for you. That's a yellow card. Can I have one more song quickly? Just quickly.
Come on.
Here it is. One more song.
Listen to this.
Are you not taking it seriously? We've got to go, Glenn.
Good work, guys.
Thank you.